You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
An Ohio woman charged with her mother's murder and felonious assault on police officers appeared distraught during her first court appearance last week. I think anyone would be if you're being charged with the murder of your mother and assaulting officers. And she's only 23 years old, so she's destroyed her life. Anna Millett broke down during the bond hearing. Millett is accused of pinning her mother against a garage wall earlier this month, leading to her mother's death and injuries to two responding officers. Body cam footage released by the Miami Township Police Department shows officers attempting to help Millett out of her vehicle before she sped off, injuring the officers. The video captures the officers shouting, "Stop, stop, stop, get out of the car," as Millett reversed, sending one officer to the ground and allegedly striking another. Prosecutors secured a high bond after revealing Millett's past incident of using a vehicle as a deadly weapon. It's her thing of choice, I guess. Her bond was set at $5 million, with prosecutors arguing for a high amount due to her demonstrated pattern of violent behavior, and the likelihood that she will return to court is low given her numerous attempts to flee. Millett's defense lawyer claimed during the hearing that she's pregnant with her first child. Oh, congratulations. That kid's fucked unless they get it away from her. On June 15th, Miami Township Police responded to a domestic situation between Millett and her mother, Joyce Millett. Police stated the daughter used a vehicle to pin the mother against a garage wall. As officers arrived trying to break out of the vehicle windows to free the woman, the driver released and struck two officers. Authorities reported that Joyce Millett, 64, died from her injuries. They released the footage to show the danger the officers were involved in. Prosecutors also presented additional video evidence showing Anna Millett charging her vehicle through the yard, backing up and charging again at least three times. On the final charge, she allegedly chased her mother into the garage where she crashed into the walls, pinning her mother. Timothy Escobar, her boyfriend, revealed that Millett had been battling mental health issues for several years. You think? He recounted a previous incident where she hit him with the car 2 years ago, for which she served over a year in jail before being released on probation in July of 2023. She wasn't herself, really, Escobar said. I didn't take it to heart. I had a good some stitches on my face, and that's about it. They stitched me up real good. Escobar mentioned that her mother had tried admitting her to a mental hospital, but they eventually stopped accepting her. He believes that if she had received proper treatment, her mother would still be alive. Millett is due back in court this week. And this is a prime example of why our system sucks in the United States.
I have no doubt the woman has mental health issues. Yep. Zero doubt. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what you do because it is so impossibly difficult to get someone serious mental health help. And I think in this case, it needed to be like institutionalized mental health help. Oh, I don't think outpatient would have been enough for her.
Even when they're there, half the time it's like, well, you got who's going to pay for this? Like, oh, nobody's paying for this. Well, it looks like they today they woke up and went to the bathroom by themselves. I think they're free to go. Like, did you just hear what they just tried to do? They just tried to go and throw themselves onto a freeway and kill themselves and God knows who else. Not in this case, but others. And it's like, well, you know, they're good. Holy shit.
And I get that places can't just give away, you know, you have to have the money coming in. You can't help everybody at no charge.
Well, that's where we used to have state hospitals. We don't.
Exactly. In the state hospitals, that whole system, I think, got really abusive in ways. There was a lot of problems with a lot of those hospitals. It's so difficult. I don't know what I know what the answer is. I just don't know how you do it.
The thing is, we have abuse in paid hospitals too. Just because we had a very, it was not very well monitored, not very well regulated. The idea to just say, well, that didn't work. We're never going to do that again, I think is utterly insane. Well, and we don't have nobody's going to, fund it either because nobody wants to pay for the mentally ill and people that, you know, they want to, everyone wants to reveal, regard as society's rejects. But for the love of God, that's why,
if you have money, you can't get good help.
No, you can't.
You could have a lot of money and finding a place that has room to take you is still difficult.
Well, exactly. It's we talk about like what they only got to the hospital. Guess what? The hospital doesn't want you now because they've been there too much. Well, that should be a big sign that this person should be in something far more serious than what you've been at. And there should be some sort of system in place to get that person there. But this is why we have the homeless problems we do. It's not because of unaffordable housing. I mean, is that a factor? Sure. But why is it, you know, because a lot of people, they're mentally ill. They need help. If you go to any encampment, I can guarantee you're going to have a 90-some percentage rate of people having some sort of mental illness that is prohibiting them from moving ahead in life. And they're stuck where they're stuck at because there's no way, because there's nothing there to give them help. This is why we are in the situation we're in. Again, there are other factors, but it's not just, let's give a bunch of mentally ill people housing. No, that's not going to help. Help them. Help them get better mentally so they can stand on their feet and go forward. But we just put all these little band-aids and everything and nothing ever fucking works. And eventually we get sick of it. It costs too much. It doesn't work well enough. And then you have shit like this where it's literally, they get to the hospital. The hospital's like, you've been here too much.
And what do you do? And, you know, this poor mother, I'm going to guess, had tried everything she could.
Yeah.
And this is how it ends, with her mentally ill daughter killing her.
And then you're living your life either continuing trying to help that daughter who's a danger, or you end up living your life looking over your shoulder forever because this mentally ill person is out to get you.
Now, if she is pregnant and she's going to jail, obviously the child, I'm assuming, will be put in foster care and be adopted. And that is, in this situation, might be the only thing that breaks the cycle for this baby.
It probably would be.
If this wouldn't have happened, she would be raising this baby, and then the baby has tons of problems. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know this woman. But the fact that she did this to her boyfriend, he fully admits she has mental health issues. I'm going to guess the mom knew.
Everyone is raising the red flag, and still nothing can be done.
Still, mom ends up dead. Yeah. I just think the whole story is just tragic. But at the same time, you can't go, well, she was mentally ill, therefore she gets off.
Well, remember, in this country, we don't give a fuck about you once you've come out of the womb. Before that, we're going to protect everything. But once you get born into the, and I'm not saying this is a shitty family, I know nothing about the family, but in many cases, once you get born into the hellhole and shithole of a family that you get born into, and then you end up developing all sorts of problems, we're not going to help you then at all. And we're not going to help mom and dad either. Yeah, we're just going to,
because the mom and dad could have been perfect parents. Yeah. And I don't know anything about the dad. Maybe just the mom's involved. I have no idea. They could have been perfect parents. But they could be crying out for help, and there's no help for them.
Yep.
Where do you turn? And this is just a tragic situation. And I don't even know now. You know, she killed somebody. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like jail's the right place for her.
Well, it depends.
She shouldn't be walking the streets. She sure as hell shouldn't be driving. I just don't even know what you do with in a situation like this.
I don't know what the statutes are in Florida for a reason of insanity or anything like that, or mental illness. Some states have ways where you can claim that. Some do not. Idaho does not. I don't know what Florida does, though.
Doesn't really seem like a state that would be helpful to the mentally ill.
Even though it's like a fucking cesspool of people who need that sort of help.
And she also really did put these police officers' lives in jeopardy.
Yeah.
She almost ran them over. And I think she ended up, if I remember right, she did get away and then crashed her car. That's how she ended up caught.
So she's, now that she finally killed somebody, this should keep her away, I would think, for some time. But it had to go that far. The crime had to be committed. All the red flags, everybody's saying there's a problem. Nothing can be done. And if you care about people, you care about lives in general, like human beings, you should be on the bandwagon for reform on our mental health system.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.